From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Andrea Minko reports in Porcupine Sioux that Coxsackie officials are holding a public information meeting about almost two-decade-old plans for a 360-unit manufactured housing development there. UMH Properties Incorporated proposed Mountain View Estates in 2005 on 159.65 acres of what was once farmland off Van Dyke Street in Coxsackie. But there was opposition almost immediately to the large proposal, and the company eventually filed a lawsuit against the village of Coxsackie, alleging discrimination and slow-walking their application process. Last year, UMH and the village settled, allowing for a new project application to be filed and requiring the village to pay $275,000 in damages, attorney fees, and costs. The proposal includes a clubhouse with a swimming pool, playgrounds, basketball courts, a boat and trailer storage area, and multi-use trails for pedestrians and horses, plus roadways, driveways, street lighting, sidewalks, and preserved open space. Governor Kathy Hochul and local officials in the Hudson Valley have identified a current affordable housing crisis, but Hochul's housing proposal in her proposed budget this year was removed in negotiations with lawmakers, and few affordable housing projects have been approved locally in recent years. Read more about this story in Porcupine Sioux. Jamal Cutler reports for Columbia Green Media that Hudson's Ad Hoc Parking Committee is considering forming a parking bureau and starting a resident permit system. Hudson Common Council President Tom DiPietro said, and I quote, "The idea of a parking bureau is to concentrate all the elements of a parking system in our city into one director. Right now, the police department controls the meter patrols, but DPW controls the physical meter. The third person is a clerk who does all the clerical work for the parking tickets. The idea for the bureau is to consolidate this under one person who can oversee the entire parking program in the city," end quote. A 2022 parking study in Hudson recommended converting the city's parking meters to pay stations that take up less space on sidewalks and can accept credit cards. The parking committee is now weighing the parking needs of both residents and visitors to come up with a potential permit system, giving residents more priority. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Aaron Katersky and Bill Hutchinson at ABC News report that over 3,000 guns were surrendered at 9 buyback events this weekend in New York. That included 357 firearms at an event in Watervliet and 235 guns turned into the Kingston event. New York State Attorney General Letitia James organized the statewide effort and said, and I quote, "Every gun that we removed out of Watervliet homes and off the streets is a potential tragedy averted and another step in protecting communities throughout New York State," end quote. Participants were not asked questions about the weapons and were given $500 gift cards for the first gun surrendered and $150 gift cards for each additional weapon. Read more about this story at ABC News. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.